All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking, and I'm going to flip it over real quick to Chris Sill with the Olympic Sports Report.
All right, beautiful. First off, the Hokies versus Who's food fight is going on right now. You can participate by donating at Martin's stores in the Richmond area. You can also go online to HokiesVersWhos.com. And the competition is going through February 18th. We're ahead 5-4, so let's keep that winning streak going. Moving on to the Olympic Sports Report. First off, a good friend of mine and a friend of the program, David Coleman, is a 2011 graduate and baseball alum, had an event over the weekend. His mom, Cindy Coleman, was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease in July of last year. And to help raise money for her treatments and expenses tied to it, a lot of his former teammates organized an all-day clinic and autograph session on Saturday at the Rise Baseball Academy in Midlothian. So we had people like Jared Parker, Tyler Wilson, Phil Gosselin, John Barr, Kenny Swab, Procia, Will Roberts, Scott Silverstein, and Reed Gregnani to help teach young players how to improve their game. Anyone interested in helping out the cause, go to CindyColemanALSFund.org. Men's golf, Denny McCarthy was named to the Ben Hogan Award watch list, which is the award for the nation's top golfer. The Cross had two wild finishes this week. First one was an overtime thriller against number 12 in the country, Loyola. UVA won 14-13 after giving up eight goals, or being ahead eight goals in the fourth quarter, and then giving up nine only to score the tying goal with 17 seconds left and then to win in sudden death. They also beat University of Richmond's first team ever in their first game ever. UVA, again, was up 6-2 at one point. Richmond scored seven straight goals to go ahead, but Virginia ended up winning 13-12. In swimming, both the men's and women's teams won their meets against Pitt over the weekend on Senior Day, and third-year Godwin graduate Allison Halsey won the 100 fly event. So, good job, fellow Eagle. Men's tennis, class of 2013 graduate Jermaine Jenkins won his first career title, winning the doubles title at the West Lakes Challenger in Australia. In wrestling, the team routed UNC and NC State over the weekend, and they're currently ranked number 12 in the country. Women's lacrosse, number 8 in the country, lost to number 4 Northwestern 13-12. And women's tennis blanked number 7 A&M, Texas A&M, that is, and then they defeated number 12 Alabama over the weekend as well. So a lot of stuff going on.
So good work by the tennis program as usual.
Yeah. Tennis, baseball. But before we talk about the basketball game tonight, I was just going to mention, and Frank and I both want to send our condolences. We lost a member of the extended Virginia basketball family over the weekend, Kim Newland, wife of Mark Newland, who's been a guest on our show. Mark
and Newland, a good friend of the program.
Good friend of the program, teacher at Collegiate, former coach at Collegiate, was on the ACC championship team back in 76. So Kim lost a hard-fought battle to cancer, passed away on Saturday, memorial service tomorrow. But we just want to send our condolences, thoughts, prayers to Mark and his family, and just make everybody aware that we're certainly thinking about them and wishing Mark the very best.
Absolutely. All right, big basketball game tonight, Hobbo.
Yeah, Maryland, as we say, I think Maryland's an excellent basketball team. Virginia's going to have to bring it, play their usual great game. Defense, the pack line, but get out on those perimeter shooters, because Maryland not only has the Smith kid or Seth Allen kid, but they've got some other perimeter shooters as well, Des Wells. I think they're a very talented basketball team, and Virginia's got Maryland twice in the last seven games, not only the game tonight, but the season regular season finale up at the Comcast Center.
Well, it's certainly Des Wells by himself is a dangerous scorer. We saw him last year at the ACC tournament make mincemeat of one of the opponents we saw. And I tell you, I think this game worries me more tonight than the game last week with Boston College. Hobbo was worried about BC. I'm worried about Maryland.
Well, I would agree with you. I mean, you know, of course, I worry about them all because I think, you know, everybody's got talented on a given night, but Maryland certainly has talent, and I think they're going to come in, you know, off that big win over Florida State. I think Virginia's going to have to bring their A game tonight, both on the offense and defensive end. But fortunately, the Cavs, you know, the chemistry has just been terrific in recent games on the offensive end, defensive end. Right now, Virginia is a very good basketball team. Let's hope it continues.
You know, I think the interesting thing about this team is not only the chemistry and the talent and the incredible coaching, but, you know, there's some other things going on here. This team has a very high basketball IQ, and They're very unselfish. And with the emergence of Malcolm Brogdon as the fearless leader, complementing the reluctant star in Joe Harris and the fine leadership of Akil Mitchell, why can't this team just shred
the people left
on this schedule and make a run in the ACC tournament?
I think their schedule's favorable to have a potential for being right there at the end of the season as a regular season champion, but you got to go out and do it every game. But I felt before the year started that this was a Sweet 16 caliber team, and I had my doubts after the Tennessee game, but right now they're starting to play
the way
like
you hoped.
They have that kind of ability, and if you get to the Sweet 16, it's a crapshoot beyond that. So go Hoos.
All right, so let's remind our listeners that next week we will have Terry Gates with us in studio, and the week after that we have Tony Bennett. We are working on some Olympic sports coaches to come in and fill out the lineups. The Wahoos have a big game tonight at 9 o'clock. Go Wahoos.
Safe travel to Charlottesville for Frank, and watch on ESPNU. Talk to you next Monday night.